How's this for a number for you? California's pension debt is $500 billion, a $500 billion that the state owes to its public worker pensions that it does not have. State Controller John Chung says if a budget is not passed soon, IOUs will be issued again. We're going to talk about that. And here's the company that will talk about that and much more. Charles Payne, Tracy Burns, and of course, Chris Cotter. Tim Kavanaugh from the Reason Foundation is here to talk about that countdown to IOUs in California. And former New Jersey Governor Kristi Todd Whitman is with us to talk more about teachers and state worker pensions. Of course, Nicole Petaliti is on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, where the Dow is up 61 points. Let's get back to California. Tim Kavanaugh of the Reason Foundation is live with us from Los Angeles. Tim, I understand that IOUs will be back in California within a couple of weeks, maybe. Is that right?
It is possible if there's no budget passed. You know, the controller, John Chung, as you noted, warned about this. It's in some ways, it's a sort of brinksmanship between the Democrats and Governor Schwarzenegger. But, yeah, it is a possibility. It happened last year. IOUs were at $2.6 billion.
All right, let's suppose that they do get a budget. I don't know whether they will or they won't, but let's suppose that they do. Is everything then just fine and dandy? We're okay?
Oh, yeah. After that, you can stop worrying about California. No, things are, as you said, we are still looking at $500 billion in pension payouts. The issue in the budget, the big issue, there's a $19 billion budget hole they have to close on this budget. But the real outstanding thing is that Governor Schwarzenegger wants to get some permanent fixes to the way public employee pensions are done.
Hmm. Well, look, give me the big picture for a second, Tim. Is there a feeling in California, that's where you live, that's where you are now, is there a feeling that the authorities, Governor Schwarzenegger and or the legislature, are in fact getting a handle on California's financial problem? Or is it still spiraling down and out of control?
That's a very interesting question. I think the governor, you know, he has announced that he's willing to leave office without a budget signed and leave it for another governor. So he has put, and you know, he probably hasn't gotten enough credit for this, he has put the public employee pension crisis on the national table more than any other figure has done. So, you know, people are aware, and admitting you have a problem is the first step.
Yeah, but I just get the feeling that a crunch is coming, and it's not IOUs. It's something bigger than that. It's the possibility of an absolute flat-out default. I get the feeling that that you're walking towards that cliff.
You're talking to a guy who thinks default is the most beautiful word in the language. I mean, the state needs to go bankrupt, needs to get out of these obligations. There really is no way around it. The math just won't work. There's no conceivable tax policy you can institute that's going to cover this debt that we owe to the public workers.
Well,
and somehow those. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, Tim. I sitting with me is former New Jersey Governor Kristi Todd Whitman. And when you said that default is the best word in the English language, the one you wanted to hear, Ms. Whitman was really shaking her head at that. And I'm going to ask her about it in just a moment. But, Tim, look, thanks very much for joining us. I'm intrigued at that position, that default is the way out. A lot of people are saying it, and I'm intrigued at that, and we're going to discuss it some more. Tim Kavanaugh. Go ahead. Last word to
whether
you.
Whether you're for it or against it, you have to consider it.
And I'm sure it is being considered. All right, Tim, thanks very much.